Hi, I'd like to welcome you. My name is Xander Sprague, and today I'm going to talk to you about yachts and rowboats. I came up with this idea of describing the way that we are and the way that we deal with things in part because I'm a sailor. I've been sailing for over 35 years, and I just love it. The idea for yachts and rowboats is simple, really. I purport that we have two kinds of boats in our life. We have yachts, which are on the River Nile and are very comfortable. And we like to spend time on them because it means that we don't have to deal with what's really going on. The idea of yachts and rowboats is simple, really. I purport that we have two kinds of boats in our lives. We have yachts, which are on the River Nile and are very comfortable. And we like to spend time on them because it means that we don't have to deal with what's really going on in our life. And conversely, the rowboat on the River Reality. It's kind of leaky. You have to do a lot of work when you're in the rowboat. And simply put, it's much easier to be on your yacht. And we think that the rowboat is going to be too much work. Or at least that's the view you have when you're sitting on your yacht. You may be asking yourself, well, I don't quite get it. Let me put it this way. I guarantee that at least 80% of us here get on our yachts on the River Nile January 1st or thereabouts because we start getting those W-2s and 1099s rolling in. And we know that we have to deal with our taxes. We're firmly on our yachts about the fact that we need to sit down and do our taxes because we interpret that as going to be very hard work and it's an arduous thing. So, on a given Saturday, you know, I gotta work on my taxes, but it's a beautiful day. We don't have days like this in January. I'm gonna put this off and go for a walk. Or if you live in a warmer climate, perhaps you say, I'm gonna go play some golf. Or you go skiing. And as time goes on, the weeks go by, and soon a month goes by. And then you realize you're near the end of March or the beginning of April and you have to deal with your taxes. It's time to get off your yacht and deal with your taxes. A personal example of me being on my yacht kind of spans a couple of years. When I was younger, I could eat almost anything, and I did. And I didn't put on a pound. But I got out of college and started a real job, and I got more sedentary. I started to put on weight. But I said, that's okay. My metabolism is slowing down. And I continued to eat the way I had in college. And pretty soon, I'd put on 50 pounds. Hard to believe. I woke up and just said, you know what? I don't like being this large. I don't like it at all. I keep having to buy new clothes. I'm not able to exercise the way I used to. So I made a decision that I was going to change the way I ate. I started off and went on a diet for the first time. I tried Weight Watchers, but I became obsessed with all those points. And I further put myself on the yacht when I started to stop and get French fries from McDonald's. Well, I'm not going to tell anyone. No one has to know. Well, you talk about being on your yacht. The only person I was hurting was myself. My wife didn't care. My friends didn't care. They'd say, well, why did you do that? But ultimately, it didn't hurt them. I was just hurting myself. I was the one not losing weight. I'm happy to say that I found a diet that works for me, and I've lost 30 pounds. And I continue to lose weight, and I'm very excited about that. Got a question for you. When are you on your yacht? What things put you on your yacht? Like I mentioned, for a lot of us, it's our taxes. I'll freely admit that I don't like to deal with my taxes, and I do get on my yacht when I start seeing those W-2s and 1099s, and I put them in a place where I don't lose them because I know I've got to have them. I usually wait until about March, and then I really have to start to deal with it. What parts of your life get you on your yacht? Is it work? Is it home? Is it a relationship? How do you get into your rowboat? Well, the rowboat, as I said, is sort of a kind of leaky, and it's wet, and you have to do a lot of work. The only way you're going to get that into that rowboat is to row, and that's not all that fun. How do you know when it's time to move? Well, sometimes there's sort of two ways. One is when you voluntarily choose to get into your rowboat. An example of this is at the beginning of the year, January 1st, I decided that my business wasn't growing the way I wanted to. And the reason it wasn't growing was because I was on my yacht about my business. There were things that I didn't want to deal with, things that I didn't want to do and I wasn't doing, and that was preventing my business from moving forward. It's quite easy, as I'm sitting on my yacht, oh so comfortable, saying, well, I need to wait for so-and-so to give me this, or I need to wait until I create that, or I need this to happen. But the fact of the matter is, that's not going to happen unless I make it happen. So I made a decision that I was going to get into my rowboat, and I'm going to row each and every day. It's not easy. There's lots of rowing that I have to do, and there are things that I don't want to do. The bookkeeping, the marketing. The things that I do like to do, for example, is getting up and being able to talk to people like you today. But I have to balance those things, and I'm the only one who can get them done. Where is this applicable to you? Where in your life have you decided to get into your rowboat? Perhaps it's because you've decided all of a sudden that you want to be a better husband or a better wife or a better friend. You want to spend more quality time with your children. Perhaps you want to be the person who's going after the brass ring. And I say, absolutely. Are you going to have to work? Absolutely. Are you going to get there? I don't know, but that's not the point. The point is, as you sit on your yacht and you look down at your rowboat, you look at the reality of your life and what needs to go on. And it seems so overwhelming. There seem to be huge rapids. But the fact of the matter is, once you get into your rowboat and you start rowing, what look like rapids from your yacht are actually little waves, and they don't impede your progress at all. Sometimes life just throws you into a rowboat, right off the yacht. In July 1999, life threw me into my rowboat. In a one-week period, my car got totaled, I got fired from my job, and my then-fiancé broke up with me. That's a pretty bad week in anyone's book. But it turned out to be one of the greatest things that happened in my life. In the early 90s, I had lived in San Francisco. I wanted to come back. All my friends were here. I liked the weather better in San Francisco. And as I was living in Boston, my friends were saying, Xander, come on back. We're all here. We miss you. Seeing my friends only twice a year really wasn't acceptable. But I had all these reasons why I couldn't move. I've got a good job now. I don't want to have to drive across the country again. I'm engaged to someone who's possibly moving to Massachusetts. As you can see, I had put a lot of rapids on the river reality, or at least I thought they were. But in this 1 week, all three of those excuses were taken away. Those roadblocks were taken out. And I made the decision that I was moving back to San Francisco. And I did. 8 days after I moved back, I set myself up on a blind date. And I'm happy to tell you that 13 years of marriage, a mortgage and two children, I couldn't be happier. My wife is so beautiful and supportive of what it is that I'm doing, understands my vision, and I understand her vision. None of this would have been possible if I'd stayed on my yacht. This is possible for you too. The whole point here is you need to get comfortable in your rowboat. It's not going to be as comfortable as the yacht, and I'm not going to tell you that it is. But what I am going to tell you is that the more time you spend on the river reality, the better your life is, because that is where life happens. And you can go after the brass ring, you can go on to be a better person, and you can do it today. There are going to be times when you're on your yacht. We all get on our yachts about things. Perhaps it's about your taxes or about going in to your boss and asking for a raise or applying for a new job, any number of things. But the point here is realizing that you're on your yacht and you have a choice to climb into your rowboat. Life will throw you into your rowboat every now and then, sometimes repeatedly. It's just a little wake-up call for you. But you've got to go, I'm in the rowboat, and you know what? It's not as leaky as I thought. Yes, I've got to work, and I'm going to get a little wet. But you want to know what? I'm getting the things that I want. I'm living in reality, and I know what's going on, and it's not as bad as I had predicted. I'd like to thank you for your time. My name is Xander Sprague.